This is episode number 2253 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, July 19th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, Jen Garner spent the weekend in Lake Tahoe, California.
Oh.
Oh, I love it there.
Yeah.
According
While her ex-husband was getting married.
Yes. So according to a post on her Instagram story, taking in the picturesque scenery during a paragliding adventure.
Not bothering her at all that she didn't get invited to the wedding.
Nobody got invited to the wedding.
Well, that's true.
She didn't have her kids because they were with daddy and new stepmom.
Oh, she had the weekend off.
I
didn't put two and two together there until you mentioned that.
Yes.
Oh.
Meanwhile, as you said, ex-husband Ben married the other Jen.
The other
in Las Vegas.
Yep.
Which made this Jen become a trending topic on social media with an outpouring of well wishes from fans.
Oh yeah, well, you know what? Jen's doing just fine. I don't think we need to give her well wishes.
I actually think both Jens are doing okay.
I think they're doing just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good. They're good.
And he never has to worry about saying the wrong name in bed.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Unless he says the nanny's name.
Unless he says Snookus. Snookus is bad. Remember her kids?
Oops, the nanny?
Oops. No, she wasn't the nanny.
Oh, no, she wasn't the nanny.
She was the producer at SNL.
Yeah, she was a producer. Then there was Oops, the nanny.
Then there was, what's her name? Era Damara or something.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Like that. Anyway.
So we're now hearing a massive bash is set to take place in the... Yeah, take place in the next few weeks at a home Ben owns on the coast in Georgia.
Of course he owns a home on the coast.
The affair will welcome family and their celebrity A-list to friends as well.
You know who'll be there? Matt Damon. You know who else will be there? Jimmy Kimmel. Okay, I'm just saying.
We'll see.
I know they'll be there. They'll both
Be there.
They're friends, actually, in real life.
Yeah, they are.
It's a gag. It's a bad gag, but it's a gag.
Yes. So the affair will welcome family, and Jen reportedly went to the home a few weeks ago with her manager to party plan.
Well, we know how that works. Lots of money will be spent.
They were planning this because they were already planning the party.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, they were, I get it. This wasn't that impromptu. Though, if you read the tabloids yesterday, Jen rushed and hurried Ben into getting married so he didn't have cold feet. She was afraid he was going to have cold feet. Let's get on the plane, honey. Let's go to Vegas, honey. Yeah, that's what they're saying in the tabloids.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think that's true.
I don't either.
So now Ben's home is about an hour outside of Savannah.
Oh, it's nice there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comes with good food. Comes with plenty of room to have
Ben's
fun.
House or Savannah?
Savannah.
Oh, okay.
Georgia in general.
I'm sure Ben's house has good food too on occasion.
So the property is 87 acres.
Wow.
The main house has 3 bedrooms.
What do you do with all that?
5 bathrooms.
Yeah.
And 6,000 square feet of living space.
Hey, pshaw.
But only 3 bedrooms, so you'll have to find a hotel to stay in.
Well, they don't want you to stay there.
That's true.
They don't want you to stay there. Those 87 acres, they'll have tents out and everything else. I guarantee you the house is only available for restrooms.
Of course. There's 5 of them. So, you know.
Or they'll have porta-potties, too. Depends on how many people they have there. Well, we'll be sure to watch TMZ for the helicopter footage. Coming up whenever they have this soiree that they're not giving it a date for, but you can guess it's one of the weekends in the next few weeks.
Well, this leads me to an interesting question.
Mm.
You mentioned porta potties.
Yeah.
So we've all been in porta potties.
Yeah, but rich people.
But I'm wondering about rich people's porta potties.
They're air conditioned.
Are they?
I've actually been in some.
Have you really?
Actually, I went someplace where they had the rich people's porta potties last month. And they were air-conditioned. They were wonderful. They were fantastic. Ugh.
Are they clean?
They're super clean. Well, I mean...
Are they bigger?
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, that's for another... That's a topic for another day.
I think that's fascinating.
Mm. Yeah, it is.
I think they should have to use the ones that we use.
The Kaibos, we call them.
Chris Evans says he's looking for love.
In all the wrong and right places.
And companionship.
Well, Captain America, Cap, as we like to call him. Well, he's no longer Captain America, but
he'll always be Captain America.
Yeah, and unfortunately, he'll always be Buzz Lightyear. Ah, that's another story.
Another story. Anyway, he says he's actually on it. He'll always be my Captain America.
There you go.
He says he's actually on a mission to find someone to get serious with romantically.
I didn't know he was not involved. That's interesting.
He says, maybe I'm laser focused on finding a partner. He said, someone that you want to live with.
No, duh.
Right?
That was the last bit.
I mean, look, I love what I do. It's great, he says.
Well, yeah.
I pour all of myself into it.
He makes lots of money.
I got something you could pour into. But in terms of, you know, even this industry is full of pockets of doubt, hesitation, and recalibration in terms of really trying to find someone that you really can pour all of yourself into.
Well, there's
again,
that.
Captain America.
Look, I have to think about this for a second before we go any further. Uh-huh. Speaking of Marvel, Linda Cardellini, right?
Yeah.
Got her start on Freaks and Geeks, which she was great at. And then she went right to ER, uh-huh. and she went to Scooby-Doo. Uh-huh. And now she's on You're Dead to Me on Netflix, uh-huh. right? And she's still Hawkeye's wife in the Avengers and all of the Marvel movies. It's a small part. But what I'm saying is, Cap, there's still hope for you, man. You could still be there somewhere.
And she's adorable.
Oh, yeah, she is adorable. Yeah, Freaks and Geeks. I actually started binging that. There's only like 18 episodes of it. It was way before its time.
Are you binging that now? Because you're binging a lot.
Well,
right?
Yeah, I started watching that. I think I got like about 8 episodes under
my
belt.
How many shows have you started?
Oh, I can't count them. I don't want to count them. I've started a lot.
So why are you starting and not are you finishing anything?
Well, because I don't want it to end. I don't want it all to end.
That's what it is.
That's
okay.
My problem. All right. I have end issues. I have end of series issues because I cry at series finales. I do. So it's like I don't want to finish them. I'm like, okay, down to that last season of Scandal. I can't watch it. I can't watch it because I'm going to cry.
But see,
I know what happens.
They took a left at Albuquerque on Scandal.
Well, I know, but that's how I find out. Oh. I spoil it for myself. And I go, oh, well, okay. Then I decide then, will I want to watch the end of it or not? I know how Scandal ends, and I don't want to watch it.
I don't.
I might not watch it
because it got really off for me.
Wow.
Now, what I learned about you a long time ago.
Yeah.
The series 24.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Take me back.
I mean, we're huge
that
24
was fantastic.
Fans.
I found a lot of them.
Huge 24
A lot
fans.
Of 24 fans. Along
but
the way.
You,
mm-hmm.
and thank goodness you never say anything, you would always.
Oh, I'd always read the spoilers.
You always would.
Well, there was a lot of people who were leaking, they were leaking scripts from the set. So that's how spoilers got out about that show. And it was one of the worst secured sets there ever was. Anyway, we're running out of time, kids. Good for Captain America. I hope he finds the love of his life. And with our apologies to Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.